Mississippi Davis from 3D Communications. One of the things I keep hearing about is that there's too much information to read. People don't want to read. If you're going to write a blog, you know, try and get it into bullets, make it as short as possible, blah, blah, blah. No one wants to read. No one has time. So I thought, I'm going to try some audio. I write a weekly, or rather a monthly newsletter, and that's just more reading for you. So I thought I'd start out this program by giving you an audio overview of my most recent monthly newsletter. It's called New Media in 3D, and it's issued on July 15th. So, quick overview in audio format. The theme of the July newsletter was websites and workshops, and I used the opportunity to announce the launch of my brand new website, 3D Communications website, at www.3d.com. And I'm really proud of the website, one, because I actually made it myself, and two, because it has 11 different workshops, social media workshops on there. So I'm ready to help you learn how to use social media through some very, you know, interactive workshops, and where we can get everyone with their laptop and learn how to use Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and all these different things. So check that out. I announced that in the newsletter. And then I focus on websites with three different articles. One of them is Websites Not What It Used to Be. Big companies used to have websites, and it used to be a big, you know, expensive thing where you had to have a webmaster, and only the webmaster could make any changes to it. That's not the case anymore. Now you can make your own website. I made one on GoDaddy about a year ago, and now I've made three of them using WordPress.org, which is you know, very popular and not that difficult to do. If I can do it, anyone can do it. So I just encourage everyone to, you know, if you don't have a website for your business yet, that's a real detriment. And to get a program, a web design program, and start working on it. Don't think that you have to hire someone to do it for you. You really can figure out how to use it yourself. The second article is your website is not a digital version of your brochure. Nope, not no more. You can't do that. It has to constantly be changing so that when people search for you, you end up at the top of your search. One of the things Google in particular is looking for is freshness. So it can't be static. It's recommended that you have a call to action. You know, get your viewers, get your visitors to do something. Sign up for your newsletter, take a class, go look at something that you made on YouTube. A call to action of some sort. Also, you want to make sure that you have really easy and intuitive navigation on your website, and you need quality content. And this is a tough one. But think about who you're talking to and know your audience well enough to know what they would think of as quality. And then the third article regarding websites is your website is never done. Some people, well, in days gone by, you would have your website designed and that was the end of it. But now, again, I think I mentioned earlier, freshness. You have to have this freshness factor, which means you're going constantly putting new content on there. It might be events. It might be a new, you know, product launch. Maybe it's a status report on some research that you're doing or something like that. Those are just a few tips to bring your website up to date. And again, you don't have to hire someone to do it. You can do these things yourself. I am proof of that. So I encourage you to do that. I go on in the 3D, the New Media in 3D newsletter with another article called Social Mixer. And this article is about making your website searchable. And that goes back to your content, which will be, you know, full of keywords. It needs to be valuable, something that your audience is going to want to read. You're going to want to make sure that you rank high on Google searches. So I include a couple of links that are checklists and tools that will help you create a really valuable website. And I mentioned the words stickable and spreadable. Those are two elements that you really want to have in your website. I finish off the newsletter with just a reminder that I've got four workshops scheduled in August in the greater Denver area. On August 17th, a morning session, Facebook Bells and Whistles,